2018 will not only be a new year, but another season filled with laughter and heart-wrenching tears at the National Theatre of Parramatta's latest season. They just recently released their program, and Riverside are presenting four world premieres with six Australian plays. And joining you on the line now is executive producer Joanna Key to tell you more. Good morning, Joanne.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on the show.
Not a problem. Now, it's a pretty big program. Can you tell us, walk us through some of the plays that are going to be there for 2018?
Yes. The program did grow a little bit. And first off, we're looking at a sense of a place, belonging and family. So it kind of grew out of that. And, you know, there are really beautiful themes that run within it, because we've got Stolen, which is an Australian classic by Jane Harrison about the Stolen Generations. But as a contrast to that, we've actually got a story about Karen Therese, who's Hungarian descent, but actually her family had a stolen situation happen with them as well, with her grandmother and mother. And then she looks at how that has affected the lives of the women in her family. And Kaz, many of you will know, she's actually also the artistic director of PYT out in Fairfield. So, you know, that's really wonderful that we're bringing a very local story as well to contrast.
Yeah. And how did you come up with the kind of the theme, identity, belonging and place?
I think there's always things sort of bubbling away in the ether. So you get times where I think they even say that when people are submitting plays or there's playwriting competitions or various things, there's just things that seem to be zeitgeist that are around. And it just became apparent to me that this was, you know, one of those times, that this was a year when there was a lot of, you know, there's a really a sense of family and how you fit within that. And certainly Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, which is going to be directed by Darren Yap, is about relationships, like a really tight-knit relationships of families. And Flight Paths, which we're opening with Julian Larnach's play, and he's just had a great play, Real Life, on at Darlington Theatre. That one as well, but that's about families, but that's actually about families that are fractured and in different places. And that's interesting because it has a global, international perspective, but it's also very much grounded in it being a story from an Australian playwright.
Now, speaking of Australian plays, you have six Australian plays in this year's program. Can you talk us through about them as well?
Yes. At the National Theatre of Parramatta, we are happy to produce works from anywhere, really. But it just so happened that we had six really strong works, and they're from Australian playwrights and theatre makers. And of those and the premieres that we have in them, we also have A Double Bill with The Girl and the Woman, which is by Anissa Vallette. And she, again, is a local person, and that, you know, that's her very personal story about her relationship with her family and her faith and her upbringing. We usually have Australian works. Like, there is a very strong theme because we're actually creating, commissioning and producing in Western Sydney. And in fact, I'm actually pretty excited because tonight we're talking about 2018, but tonight we're actually opening a premiere of what we created and commissioned, which is The Red Tree by Sean Tan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's wonderful that we have that capacity that we can, you know, think about commissioning and then we can create work with people.
Yeah, you mentioned, like, you know, as, you know, being in Parramatta, you are in the heart of Western Sydney. Do you get many commissions coming through that are from that area and the kind of reflect that multicultural kind of pot that it is out there?
Yeah, well, we do feel as though we do very much take into account the place that we're in and the look. And in fact, a theme for our company is putting the nation on stage, because we actually want to reflect the diversity that you see in the streets. And certainly the two works that we've commissioned that have actually gone onto the main stage, The Incredible Here and Now, that was by Felicity Castagna, who's a local author and playwright. And that you know, was reflective of the different types of people and cultures that you might find in the streets.
Yeah. Now, you also have four world premieres, very exciting brand new plays. Can you talk us through them?
Yeah. So of those, the first one is Julian's Flight Pass, and that one is a work that came to us, ATYP and Playwriting Australia. It was commissioned by them, and we have the wonderful Anthea Williams directing that one. And for the other plays, The Girl and the Woman, which I mentioned, is by Anissa Vallette. And the work that Kaz Therese is doing is also a new work, and that's the one about the generations of three generations of women from the stolen generations of a Hungarian background. And then the last play is a really interesting one. It's by Steve Rogers, and it won a prize about 4 years ago. There's this prize called the Lysicrates Prize, and Steve won that, but the play actually hasn't been produced. And Darren Yap has been wonderful about championing that play because he believes so strongly in it as a, as, you know, as a work of drama. And we're really thrilled that we're going to be able to present that one.
How exciting. I mean, that was a while ago that he won that, though.
It was. I think it was nearly 4 years, something like nearly 4 years. So, you know, all power to Darren, who's just kept on going, I really believe in this play. And we're so happy that we're the ones who are going to present it for its premiere.
Fantastic. It does sound like an amazing program. Do you think a lot of the plays will have global resonance?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, the world, I mean, it's a big place, but it's also small, and people are people, and relationships that you have with families and, you know, issues about, you know, global issues. We've got a little bit about NGOs, and we've got a little bit about adoption, and it's all, oh, and actually we've got one which is may well be more, even more topical at the time, because the Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam is about assisted dying. So those are all pretty meaty topics that have resonance at all levels.
Fantastic. Well, Joanne, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER. We can't wait to see how it all unfolds next year.
Yeah, I hope to see your listeners out at Riverside. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. That there was Joanne Key, the executive producer of the National Theatre of Parramatta, talking about their 2018 program at Riverside Theatres.